Hi guys, and welcome back to Teen and Me with your girl, the hooligan. How y'all been? How y'all doing? I know it's been a fucking ride with us, and I just wanted to come on here and kind of throw myself out here. So y'all know that I recently fell in love with like ASMR fanfic audios, right? Because due to our lovely queen Yagami. But, since unfortunately I'm being forced to go back to work like a slave to the treadmill, I figured I would find something interesting to do while I'm there slaving away, because I could do it from home. But of course, my life is not important because I'm a single individual. You know how it is. You know how the world goes. Anyways, enough about me bitching. I definitely wanted to look more audios, and I wanted to talk about some of the current ones that she's been doing, because some of them have been wild. It's been lit between the sheets, if you know what I mean. But of course, all these authors and creators are on YouTube for free, and some of them do have Patreon, so I will hopefully check some of these out. So the first one I want to start with is Mayday. Right, she's a YouTube ASMR voice actress, and of course, I'm gonna be biased. So what I really searched for was Aizawa fanfic. No, you know that I am spiritually married to this man. Like that's just a thing for me. I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear it. So yes, it's going to be biased. But who fucking cares? All right, this is what I want to do. So I listened to her audio called 7 Minutes in Heaven, and no, it was not 7 minutes, alright, with Shota Aizawa, and it was what you would call adorable. It was definitely safe for work, not super suggestive. There was some like light flirting, well, what I would consider like vanilla flirting. And it definitely gets you involved in the world. Like, she gives you like a personality, a quirk, a relationships, and you really feel like you're part of this world, because you get like more than just one character. Like, there's like a good couple of characters who are involved in the story, and she definitely uses characters, like from the original My Hero Academia universe, and their personalities. And to say that this gave me like butterflies in my stomach, because it was just so sweet and cute and like a little saucy. I very much enjoyed it. Honestly, I think it was cute. I tried to see if she has a Patreon, but it's not really active yet. But her videos are adorable. It's definitely a narrated kind of story, like more of a third person looking in. You know what I mean? I forgot all these literary terms. It's been a while since I've been in school. That's on me. But honestly, she's doing a great job, and I cannot wait to hear more. Like, too good. I very much enjoyed it. The second one I was looking into is called The Brat Train. Hold on. The second one I listened to is Back to School Brat Tamer by Yuri Voice, which I have come across a couple of his videos previously. And what I noticed, it's definitely even a lot more spicy than I thought it would be. Which, it's always a good thing for this bitch. But, like, the voice sounds nothing really like Aizawa. But that's fine to me, because I'm here for the spicy story. And he does have a nice voice. Definitely a lot more sexual tension. But there was no actual, like, sexual implication sounds. Which can be helpful for someone who doesn't like ASMR, like, gets triggered by it. Plus, the videos are, I would consider, relatively timed within, like, anywhere from 8 to, like, 20 minutes. And I did see that they have a Patreon, and what I read from the comments is there are a lot more spicy materials there, which I might check out in the future. You know how that goes. There is just one little teeny tiny issue for me, and that is, for me, it seems like his mic makes a little too much noise. But from what I read, there's a lot of scenarios. He's very creative. There was a classroom one. There's like a classroom. For what it's worth, I believe there was one thing that made me a little uncomfortable, but that's on me. I'm over 18, and maybe that's why I found it a little uncomfy. But of course, as I was over like 30, he's like 31 or whatever, in chronologically speaking. ways. Third one is Shinzobie. I'm going to start by saying I'm unsure of the pronouns for this person, so I'm going to use they slash them. So I listened to Eraser Daddy's Sleeping Bag. Yes, that is a title, and obviously I was going to listen. I mean, did anyone think otherwise? Now, the voice to me was actually really spot on. The attitude was also definitely there, and it was definitely a lot more sexually explicit, but I would say it's fine for work, with the caveat that I'm crazy and you're going to be using headphones and not listening to this on a speaker, because I hope that you're not listening to this on a speaker with, like, co-workers. I mean, that's the last thing you would ever want to do. From what I read, they have their own Patreon, so obviously consider that's your own risk, and it starts about $3 for like 2 spicy audios a month and etc. And it just goes up in the tiers from there. So to me, it sounds particularly interesting. I'm definitely going to look more into it, but the voices are very well done. The art style is also very well done. So, it's really up there for me. Now, the last one I'm really going to mention, I'm going to have an extra one at the end, but just because this is, to me, like, one of the best ones, and in terms of story-wise, because the Shinzobie was definitely more of a first person, and so was a Yuri voice. It was definitely more of a POV kind of thing. But the last one is definitely more of an audiobook feel, and it's by Little Space Freckles. And when I say that this gave me all the feels, I just can't. I finished the series called An Angel with a Shotgun. It was a whole storyline, and woo, did I love that little Bakugo storyline. It was like an hour and a half with some change on it. It was so, like, all the feelings. I laughed, I was embarrassed, I cried, I rolled around. Did I say I yelped out loud? I yelped. It was an hour and a half of a pure shoujo manga, like, come to life in my head, and it was just, mwah. I'm impressed, darling, and I really want to follow the rest of it. And it's funny because she puts, like, little bloopers at the end. It's cute. There's, like, a third, the Disneyland one I have to listen to because I haven't finished it. But from what I see, I love. I very much love it. I'm going to continue when I go to work tomorrow, because I remember I do work like a full-time job. I'm going to be listening to more of these stories because it was just so cute. I don't want to ruin it for you, but let me tell you, it was very much spot on. There was Kirishima. Kirishima is like cinnamon roll number one. Cinnamon roll numero uno. And like, as an honorable mention, because I did kind of enjoy it, and it's called Mikoto Dubs, who produces like shorts, like introductions to characters, like small little flurry scenarios. Very cute. I very much approve of such like cuteness. But yeah, they weren't like particularly big, but that was something really cute that I enjoyed. Moving on to my Yagami Natural updates. First off, can we talk about the Joyride one with Bakugo and Hawks? First off, such a great team. Like, you wouldn't think it, but like, what? Every single audio with them two together is just a straight up just a joy in my soul. Now, one that hit different that I didn't think would was Evil Denki and like Evil Deku called Kiss Me Kill Me. I laughed way too hard. I laughed way too hard at this one. She can make jokes. She can be funny. I'm not gonna lie. I was rolling listening to this. It was honestly a chaos, but like a maddening chaos that I very much approve of. Like, I'm not gonna sit here and say I disapprove of this in any way, shape, or form. Of course. There's one that's a little personal to me, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. Definitely have a little chat at the end of this. I enjoyed, but I was like weird. I was like slightly like weird about like My Little Monster and Nishinoya listener one. I thought it was interesting, but I don't see him as that kind of person. There's something about me that's hesitant to see him in that way. You know what I mean? You know? Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just the way I see it. But I don't know. I feel like he's just not really that vibe character. Of course, she came out with another video for Aizawa called The Ice Cream Beneath the Umbrella. That was like sadness. But like a comforting macabre sadness that I needed and I didn't know I needed. It was wonderful in every shape and form. I approve of this message. Now, one that I was a little shooketh by was Good Vibrations. And honestly, I've had like the song, "It's a good vibration. It's a sweet vibration," and I can see Em just laughing at me in the corner of my eye, and it's fine. She can laugh. You can laugh too. It's cool. It is what it is. I listened to the short abridged version of Sleeping Bakugo. I'm very good. 10 out of 10. He would though. He would. Someone needs to keep that dude on a leash, but. If that's what you like, that's up to you. I'm not gonna say no because everyone got their thing and I have mine. So I hope that y'all have enjoyed this crazy shit. And yeah, that's what I have to say. Alright. This is just now chat. I'm just gonna talk about random shit. If you're not interested, please be my guest. You know, have a good night and all that shit. Bye. But if you're here for the ride, sit your butt down. All right, listen to this. All right, remember this audio by Terashima, the Tamwide one? That actually brought back memories for me. I knew someone just like this, and am I proud of myself? No. I have my moments. But to say that this brought me to a time when I was like 17, 18 is, I think everyone needs to meet a manhole. I do. It might sound inappropriate, but like everyone wants a himbo, everyone should have a manhole at some point. It's a lot of fun. I mean, very much a lot of fun. Is it good? No. Is it a fuckboy normally? Yes. But you only live this life once, right? And we're already one foot in the grave. So if you're gonna go to hell like me, you might as well go with a plaque with your name on it. That's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say about that. That's all I'm gonna say about that, alright? I know. It's probably not the most appropriate thing to say, but this is my show, right? This is all 18 and up. If y'all not 18, I don't know why you're here. But literally brought back memories. I don't know. I just had a flashback to some dude, and it's funny because I haven't thought about him in years, but just like, whoa. Now, I've been reading Painter in the Night. Now, The Assassin. The Assassin from Painter in the Night can kill me because he looks just like Aizawa, but just like Aizawa, but just in yaoi form. Like, I approve of that. Like, that is a yes for me. That is a yes. That is my husbando. Like, I have a keychain with Aizawa's face on it. I'm committed to this fictional relationship that's never ever going to happen, and it's fine. I even made like a freaking sweatshirt with him. I'm definitely gonna put that on TikTok. You know what it is. But I'm sitting here saying, I am dying for Kakashi audio from like Yagami. I'm just waiting. I am just patiently twiddling my thumbs until it happens. I'm here for it. That and an aggressive fat gum, because you know what? I've started sniping over fat gum, and I know that people don't see it as a thing, or like I even noticed I was attracted to him, but like here's the thing. He's an established dude. Dude is like 8 feet tall and weighs like 300 pounds when skinny. How can you not approve of that? Like how can you not approve that? And like it's just so sweet and he's chunky, you can bounce on him. It's like a 10 out of 10. Like every situation is a pass. Now,
don't get me wrong.
As much as I like a big boy, I also do not mind All Might, even in his skinny form. Alright. Tell me that dude doesn't like big girls. I want to hear it from someone, because in my mind, he definitely does. Like, most definitely. And as a big girl myself, I approve of that. I like that. That's the thing to fuck with. Let's do this. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm gonna burn in hell, but you know what? It's gonna be a fun ride there. Let's make it fun. Let's make it a fun ride. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to say anymore. I'm just losing my fucking shit with myself. I don't know if I'm disappointed in myself or like slightly approve. It's one of the two, of course. But. And what do you think? Do you approve of my insanity or not? Oh, she approves of it all. Thank you, Ev. Oh, okay, she said I'm somewhere between insanity and genius, and I really appreciate that. That really helps my confidence. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just sliding off the deep end. And I keep on sliding and I keep on sliding and there's just nowhere to go but down below. You know what I mean? Oh, and by the way, guys, I got a nose piercing. I'm just gonna bring it out there because this is a chat and I'm happy about it and I feel like beautiful. I shouldn't, but I do. And yeah, that's just my life update. And I'm going back to work tomorrow, back to the office. So I'm doing this tonight because fuck everything. It's a revolution. It's my own personal revolution and I'm going through stuff. And this is just how it has to be, right? Right, Em? Em says yes. But thank you for saving the chat with me. I remember you guys can hit me up in my email. I have a TikTok at Bad It Be. Yeah, and I always respond, so it is what it is if you want to hit me up. All right? Bye!
Hands up. Yami just dropped a Shinzo audio, and I'm all up on it. It's 1 o'clock in the morning right now, and I need to listen to it, so yeah, smile extra midnight.